Proclamation number 3483, dated the May 18th, 1945. Work of love for misguided souls. Have mercy on misguided souls. Consider them to suffer an illness which needs help, and do not let them starve in their spiritual distress. The difficulties of the body come to an end, but the soul takes its problems into eternity, into the beyond. And this can be avoided if it finds the truth on earth, which you should bring to erring souls. Whenever you have the opportunity to help them, speak to them of God's love which longs for them. Remind them of their lack of maturity which stops them from getting closer to God, and show them the way to get better, the only way to the goal, the way of love. Make them aware that they cannot mature nor reach their goal without kindness, and that they are only given their earthly life for the purpose of improving their souls. Guide their thoughts to spiritual matters, encourage them to think about the purpose of earthly life. Explain to them the meaning and purpose of creation, the objective of suffering and earthly hardship, and try to persuade them to put an end to their spiritual poverty. This work of love, to have mercy on erring souls and to endeavor to help them, is of tremendous importance. Do not be discouraged by their initial rejection. Bring the word of God to them, and always remember your task, which should be a redeeming one on earth. Countless souls suffer spiritual hardship, but they only take notice of earthly distress and do not take time for inner reflection which could enlighten them. They are only interested in improving their living conditions and don't know that these are primarily the consequences of spiritual poverty, that the former has to be resolved before an improvement of their earthly life can take place. Give them this knowledge and help them walk the path of love, and their souls will be eternally grateful to you. Their hardship will increase as the last days approach, because God's adversary is gaining power over the souls and his influence is tremendously damaging to them. The knowledge of their purpose of life can protect them from this influence, and, with good will, the soul can free itself from his power, since it recognizes it to be evil and in opposition to God. But it has to be introduced to the knowledge, and you should accomplish this work of mercy whenever the opportunity presents itself, and your efforts shall not be in vain. There is great need, and the end draws ever closer. Thus every hour should be used to work for the kingdom of God. This is God's will, which has to be observed if you want to be active workers and serve him in his vineyard. Amen.